brother. What's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, I'm all fired up. I'm fired up, Earl. Things are cruising.
Mock speed. Well,
we got Fancy Brian at home. We're wishing him the best. Feel better, buddy. And, just so much going on, you know?
Well, absolutely. Let me say to those who may just be joining us that this is, the new Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK and at 101 FM Shah. Is that how it's pronounced?
That's Shah, yep.
Okay, and so for those who don't know, I am going to... this is a temporary spot for me as the new studio is being built out. I'm going to remain on this slot from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. until somewhere around the middle of February, when I am going to move to a three-hour show, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm really, really excited about having the opportunity. You know, Evan, I've been talking about it. I didn't have enough time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
remember
talked about
I kept saying
frequently. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I needed more time. Well, that's been afforded to me, and I'm excited about it, and I hope you will be too. We got a lot to talk about. Let me do this.
Yeah.
You know, Evan, Milwaukee Public Schools is temporarily in a transition to virtual learning.
Yeah.
There's 70,000 or more students in Milwaukee Public Schools. And people are upset. And they're wondering why the district has gone to virtual schooling. And they're blaming the district. And Evan, how many times over the last month did you hear me talk about the fact that people were ignoring what was going on, totally ignoring it, mm-hmm. and going to enjoy themselves because they had a right to? And I was saying that and it didn't make me a genius. It's just we already knew based on what had happened before, a year ago.
Literally dozens of times we've sort of been through this weird posturing where we're right on the edge. Will schools remain open or will they close? Okay, they're going to open. 3 weeks later, all right, guys, we got to send you home. Virtual learning for 2 weeks. You know, it just happened to Madison, and the same response is flooding out over the city. Parents are really upset. You know,
my thing is, why are you blaming the district?
Yeah, yeah.
In the case of Milwaukee Public Schools, many of the educators have come down with COVID. Many of the staff in the district have come down with COVID. So, mm-hmm. So many of the educators aren't back in school. They came down with COVID over the holidays. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it? Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thought that, you know, if you ignored what they have been telling everybody, the scientists, all of this time, what the outcome would be, then what the hell are people upset about? If the people didn't do the right thing and they had to do their own things, and now this virus is spreading like wildfire, which everybody predicted before people even went off to enjoy themselves.
Yeah. And one response I can actually empathize with because of how it's being expressed isn't anger towards the district. It's just despair, you know, essentially what's surrounding childcare as far as people being able to afford it, being able to find it outright, all of these things. And so when I hear people expressing those concerns, I can feel that these systems are collapsing in slow
motion.
Well, but
I think they're two different things. When the childcare issue is a little different because, and yes, it's expensive, but that doesn't include almost everybody. But with the schools, it almost includes almost everybody because of so many children in the school system. Now, to say that, you know, well, what about me? I can't work. I'm not able to work because the schools are shut down. What about me? Well, I'm sorry, but all of these people who knew the outcome of this before it even happened ignored it. Man, I don't know. I didn't travel over the holiday, not Thanksgiving, not Christmas.
Yep. Yeah, me
but
either.
I saw on television record numbers of people in the airports knowing what was happening, knowing that this Omicron variant was the most, what's the word I'm looking
virulent.
For?
Yeah, it's being the most transmitted constantly.
Yes, the worst of all. And yet people ignored all of that and then went ahead and did their own things.
We talked about this on Monday, and it only underlines this massive chasm where people are saying, oh my goodness, thank goodness Omicron isn't as serious. You guys, the light is in the tunnel. We can see the end of this thing. And you and I spoke on Monday. No, it is not. It is not the time to start celebrating the end of COVID-19.
Well, and to hear and they listen to people who said, well, this is not as bad. You know, there are not as many people sick. I've listened to people over the airwaves, Republicans, especially conservative over the airwaves saying it's not that bad, you know. And so they've got people who listen to them like we have people who listen to us. Their audience is much broader because of all the radio stations they own. So now the schools, what choice do the schools have? Well, you know, and where I live, the schools are still open. Yeah, but where you live, there may only be 2,000 children in the entire district.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's stop comparing that to 70,000 people in the district. There's no comparison.
And you made an extremely important point as far as people getting sick, teachers getting sick, healthcare professionals getting sick. They literally don't have the staff to carry out the job as described. So, I mean, this is serious.
Well, absolutely is serious. Do I want the young man that I'm raising to be in school? Yes. Do I want him to be in school at the risk of coming down with the virus? No.
Well said.
And any of you who have that in your mind, you got a serious problem. You really do. And you need to rethink that. Because if you want your child in a school where we know that this is exploding, and don't forget, how long did we hear the lies about the fact that kids wouldn't attract or couldn't contract the virus. And if they did, they wouldn't be sick. How long do we hear those lies?
Literally a year.
Oh, that's correct.
Maddening.
And now we know that was a total fabrication or a total lie, and that the amount of children who are sick now with this virus is growing.
And being hospitalized more than ever.
Well, yes. So I'm saying to you, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Listen, I'm sorry that, you know, your child can't go to school and you can't go to work.
Yeah, last minute, you got to figure it out.
But that just goes back to the reality that people have not taken this seriously. All of those people who traveled, who broke records in the airports, That's what they did. They broke records in the airports, knowing that this was encroaching at the rate that it was. What did they think? There wasn't going to be some fallout. I'm listening to some moronic people over the airways say, well, you know, you got to start wearing masks at the Bucks Arena to watch the Bucks basketball game. No kidding.
Oh, man.
Okay. So you look around. If you don't want to go to the game and you don't want to wear a mask, don't go to the game. You know, you can't have it both ways. Well, I'm willing to take the risk. Well, okay, so you may be foolish enough to take the risk, but don't force everybody else.
And that's the thing. To say that, I'm going to take the risk, means that you're imposing this on other people. That's the part that you know, the buck ends there. For me, the calculus is finished. It means that I'm going to prioritize protecting other people.
You know, Evan, last week and before the Christmas holiday, I was telling people about what I saw with the people lined up who were taking these tests, trying to get a test to see whether or not they had contracted, the Omicron variant. There's still lines like we haven't ever seen before. Now that people are trying to find out, well, do I have it? You should have thought about that before you decided to go and put you and your family and other people at risk.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, listen, you have a right. Nobody's questioning whether or not you have a right. Now the consequences of what your right, your decision that you made, the chickens are coming home to roost. And part of it is, okay, nobody can go into places anymore without masks. We have to shut down the schools. We have to shut this down. We have to shut that down. We've been here before.
And it's still.
You chose not to do anything.
It's so fractured county to county, you know? Head over to Jefferson County. You're in a world where COVID doesn't exist. It's unbelievable.
Listen, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know I'm raining on some people's parades, but 844-967-2789. The truth is what it is. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.